In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Felix Fritchie, Assistant Professor of Crop Physiology for the University of Missouri. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Your seed cost is high. You do seed treatments, you apply fertilizer, herbicide, soil treatments. So every seed that you put in the field, hopefully at the end of the season, you have a cotton plant with a full boll-load on it. So if we have early vigor in the cotton plants, the idea is that it then can compete better with weeds, it can outgrow certain disease and insect pressures, and harvest more light early in the season. It uses water more efficiently because less of it evaporates from the soil.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We got cotton genotypes from the USDA germplasm collection. We got genotypes from Fred Borland at the University of Arkansas. And we're really looking at the diversity in the cotton germplasm to find the ones that have that faster early growth. So if we can then select those lines and bring them back and hand them over to the breeder, the breeder then can incorporate it into his breeding program and hopefully take advantage of that information that we learn in this project.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In this first year, we're taking all the lines that we have and doing a very broad screening. Then in the second and in the third year, we're going to narrow down the lines that look very promising and the lines that don't look very good at all. We'll select those and put them in the field and try to figure out why some of those have very strong early growth and some of them are very weak. And then maybe there are different ways that one line might have thinner and bigger leaves. The other line might produce the first leaf faster. So there may be different mechanisms. If we understand those mechanisms, the breeder might be able to take advantage not only of one way that the seedling is stronger, but of more than one way.